Psalm 46, Preface. The ungodly take counsel together. Satan rages, the jaws of hell are opened wide, death threatens, sin accuses, and other enemies, combined with these against the Lord and his anointed, strive to overthrow his kingdom. But amongst and against all these enemies, God, strong and mighty, preserves his church. This the Lord promised, saying, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And again, "My sheep shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." For this great benefit, the protection of his own, which we enjoy this very day, we should return cordial thanks to God, and to him we should cheerfully entrust all our cares and troubles. Yet we should never presume to prescribe unto him the time, mode, and manner of helping us. If God does not help just when and as we desire, we should persist in crying unto him, committing all to his fatherly and good will, and trusting that he will answer in the time and manner most conducive unto his glory and our good. In these latter days of the world, when the end is fast drawing on, God will not forsake his church, and will not leave her enemies unpunished. And now, let us hear the reading of the 46th Psalm. The Church's Refuge and Safety. To the Musician, for the Sons of Korah, a Song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, and cuts the spear in sunder, he burns the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Summary. This psalm was probably sung by the Israelites in praise of God for defending the city of Jerusalem, his chosen dwelling place, against mighty kings and powerful nations, and preserving peace in it. Most beautifully does he say, this city was gladdened by the river of God. In it was his house, his word, his worship, and his gracious presence. This rivulet continued to flow and to gladden the city after many broad streams of the Gentiles had run dry. Jerusalem witnessed the rise and fall of mighty empires: Syria, Assyria, Egypt, Babylon, Persia. Though it was once destroyed, it was built again and continued to be the holy city. God did with Jerusalem, as Isaiah says, "As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve it." The faithfulness of the Lord was well worthy a psalm of praise by his people. We too should sing this psalm in praise of God for planting his church at this place and preserving it unto this day. And in fervent prayer, we should ask him to cause the rivulet of his grace to continue to flow unto us and our children for generations to come. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, our Father, for all the mercy and truth which thou hast shown unto us these many years. Grant thy word to dwell with us continually. Defend thy church against all her enemies. Keep us in thy grace, and preserve unto us temporal and eternal peace, through thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.